Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
A couple minutes away from the tasing. A couple messages from the text, because you can text us anytime, Kid Nation.
Yep.
Please stop saying a million volts. It's not a million volts. Police tasers are only 50,000 volts.
We don't know.
You might be looking at 2,000 tops. Nick said it was a million because he got it on the internet. So.
Yeah.
So that's what it says,
nothing.
Man.
I know. A million sounds just
it
like
sounds
a lot
too much.
No matter what, right? Like death.
Shannon brought one in, too. Psycho Shannon brought one in, and she said hers was 900,000. So take that.
Well, she says 900.
Take that, world.
So we're assuming she meant 900,000.
Maybe.
Maybe
know.
It's 900 volts.
Before we get to the tasing, let's do a little Olympic update, because there's a story that I think will be turned into a movie. Starring 19-year-old breaststroker
Lily King.
I was waiting for you to say shout out.
Oh. Yes, definitely shout out.
But yes, I am talking about Lily King. She was swimming in the 100-meter breaststroke, and she was going up against the Russian Yulia Efimova, who was initially banned from the Olympics because of doping.
Tested positive, Kelly.
Tested positive. I think more than once.
And they still let her swim. They still let her compete.
She appealed the decision by the committee, and she won, so they allowed her to go to Rio to compete. So after Efimova had her preliminary heat, she flashed the number one sign, right? Because she's thinking, I'm going to win this, because she came in first.
Or she loves God.
Or she loves God. Lily King was in the back room watching this, because she was about to do her prelim. And she's shaking her finger, oh, no, no, no. America got this.
Yeah. That takes a lot of nerve to be test positive and then say you're number one.
Then Lily went in her prelim, and she came in first and actually got the better time. And so she threw her number one up, letting Efimova know what's up. And then the two went head-to-head and then with some other people.
Yeah.
You know.
Like eight.
And who came out on top?
USA.
Lily freaking King,
USA.
Did.
USA.
Ended up, I think she got like an Olympic record.
She did.
She beat the Russian who was doping, and then she had something to say about it, because it's okay to talk a little trash after you get done winning a medal. Here is Lily King after her win.
Yeah, I hope I did that, you know, we can still compete clean and do well at the Olympic Games, and that's how it should be.
She threw
compete
the
clean.
Complete clean.
What?
That's how it should be. That's right.
Congratulations.
That's how it should be.
Lily King with that win. Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky both swim for gold tonight. The U.S. Women's Gymnastics Squad is going to go.
When's that happening?
That's tonight.
Okay.
8/7 Central on NBC, all that.
And this
going.
Is the team competition, right?
Yeah.
Because they end up finishing with the individual.
This is for back-to-back team titles
around.
For Team USA.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was fun watching that guy going up against Michael Phelps, giving him the death stare, like just staring him down.
Yeah.
I don't remember which country it was because it was late. He was very good looking. But he kept like staring at Michael. Michael just wouldn't look at him.
He's just over there. Yeah, Michael's over there in this little robe or hoodie, just chilling.
Yeah, it was fun.
She did test positive twice. Her name is not Efimova. It's Efimova or whatever.
I don't know.
I don't care. She's a cheater.
Cheaters don't deserve to have their names pronounced correctly.
It's
yeah.
Like
very
that
true,
Sun Yang swimmer when that other guy won and kind of called him out, and he says there's a rivalry,
yeah.
You know, because this Chinese swimmer's been accused of doping. It's crazy. So it has to be so frustrating when you're a clean athlete and so many of them aren't.
Yeah.
And then this guy wins a gold medal.
It's incredible.
And he's failed multiple drug tests before. Yeah. So it's like, is he still cheating and getting away with it somehow?
Hey, Justin.
Hello. What's up?
Are you coming in here because you have some Olympic updates for us?
Yes, sir.
Our Olympic expert.
Justin, did you see the men's... I don't know if you're into sports and have been watching, but did you see the male divers' bodies?
No.
I thought you might be into them.
Yes, they were looking right.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Muscular.
Nice.
0% body fat. I've got two stories from yesterday's Olympics.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the tasing.
Yes, sir. Okay, so China's male swimmer, San Yang, won gold in the whatever number water... Swimming dash.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Swimming dash.
to celebrate his win, and he threw his cap to the audience, but actually threw it behind him, and it landed in the pool.
Yeah, it was a celebration fail.
Yes. Yeah. Who knew swimmers were so good at shot put, though?
Shot put.
That was a joke. Okay. Okay. And here's the second one. Tom Daley placed bronze in synchronized diving, but many British news outlets cropped Daley's teammate, Dan Goodfellow, out of the story. But if Dan would have made those stories, if his first name was Jolly, none of the news stories would have denied him. Because his last name is Goodfellow.
Oh. For he is a Jolly Goodfellow.
I got you.
No one's going to forget Dan Goodfellow, though.
Yeah, you're synchronized. You're together. How do they crop one out?
It was a little bit messy. Yeah. But those were the jokes that I wrote today.
Thank you.
Okay.
You may want to stay.
Joke writers start somewhere.
You may want to stay in here, Justin, because you put your name in for the Tasing JC drawing.
So we're putting the names in a cup. Everybody that wants to tase JC.
Yeah.
And Kelly opted out.
Correct? I don't want to do it.
Thank you, Kelly. From the text, I wonder if it's going to smell like burnt taco when JC gets tased.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of racist, right?
No, that's funny. Come on. I know they don't mean any harm with it.
In comes the stun gun.
Okay, so there's the tase brought in by Nick Adams.
Okay.
You just hit this thing?
Okay. Oh, whoa. Right, your knees gave in just a little bit, JC, and he didn't even touch you.
It's the Terminator Ultra High Voltage.
Ultra high.
Ultra high.
That's way higher than high.
Doesn't say how many, but
all right,
ultra
stop
high.
Stop looking at it.
Okay. They're telling me that getting tased in the back is the best way to go. I'm going to draw a name, so.
I was hoping the butt.
No, well, you can tase wherever you want if you win. Dang it. It's Jenna.
Yes!
Oh, go Jenna!
I get to tase you. Why would you say dang it? I think I'd be the nicest out of the bunch. Yeah. I feel like the guys would try and sneak a double tase in there.
Nothing personal. I'm just going to say dang it to whoever it was going to be
anyway. Honestly,
yeah, true.
I wasn't even like dying to do this because what? Okay, real quick though. If you like pass out and hit your head or something happens, am I protected here?
No.
Go on record
and say you're not going to sue me.
I'm probably.
Because you wanted to do this, right?
You volunteered.
Yeah, we got to take.
Please, I don't have any money to pay in a lawsuit.
Yeah, you're
so,
fine.
Okay, all right. Are we just going to do this and get this over with?
Yeah, my goal is to be a Hulk and not move. Like
you're going to move.
Then you see the guys on Cops.
I'd
like,
move just from the sheer noise.
All right, Jenna, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put both my hands on the
counter.
On the counter.
All right.
And you do what you got to do.
Are you going to lift the shirt up?
No, we're just going to go shirt. Oh, my. Are you going to snap this? You're going to snap this?
Why wouldn't I Snapchat it?
Because you gotta make sure you aim right.
Do I have to put these little teeth?
Oh, it smells so burnt, you guys.
Do I have to put the teeth? I just hold it right.
Hold on,
I'm not gonna do it yet. Okay. I'm just gonna do it like this, though, right?
Yeah.
Like I put it right.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm
I think you do it like in the tender spot, like right here at the love handle.
No, don't do that.
Won't you think?
No, I'm down your jeans a little bit.
No, I'm not doing the booty. All right, Jen, I'm gonna put my hands on the. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Come on, dude.
Everybody's wanting to get this.
Yeah, we got like three people in here.
I'm the only one that's not.
I'm not going to
capitalize on your pain.
I think I will. I'm going to
okay. Hang on. I think so.
When
you're ready.
Wait, Al's not ready.
I'm going to brace myself.
Can you just get it if I do it high?
And just
right, okay, ready?
Are you going to count or are you gonna just going to do it?
I'm sorry. I'm just
Are you just going to do it or are you going to count?
I'm sorry. Right,
are you going to count?
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
It stuck to you.
Ow!
I'm sorry. It stuck to his shirt, and he ran away, and it was still hanging from his body.
What did it feel like?
Yeah,
your fingers. Like? You're shaking your hands. Did you feel all the way to your fingertips?
Oh!
Did you pee a little
Describe
bit?
Describe it.
That was not pleasant at all. It felt like something bit me.
Yeah.
It literally felt like I got stabbed.
You were shaking your hands. Did you feel it at your fingertips?
It like went down my arms. Mostly my left arm, and it felt like something bit me, and electricity ran through my body.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a stun gun. Now, check.
Are you glad you did it?
No.
Somebody check the crotch for pee.
I think I'm bleeding.
Take off your shirt.
No, you're not
bleeding.
Oh my God! It's a hole. It left a hole in his shirt.
It burned a hole in your shirt. Wow.
I can't believe it stuck to his back. I'm sorry. I tried not to do it too hard.
It smells burnt.
It did burn.
It is. I want Mexican food all of a sudden. Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you okay?
I gotta celebrate now.
You alright?
I gotta celebrate. That was pretty fun, guys.
That was pretty fun.
Really?
No.
Let's do it again.
No, I don't. No, my shirt.
No shirt.
That scared me. That it was intense. That felt like it was.
What did it feel like in your hands?
It felt like nothing. It was pain free.
Oh, shut up. It's just nothing.
I didn't know the little teeth. I didn't know the. Oh, sure, it did. Oh, okay. But I held it there, and then I stopped. I stopped it pretty immediately. I only did it for a second, but the teeth stuck in your shirt.
Yeah, and my skin. Anybody else want to try it?
No.
You wanted to do this. Your dream has been fulfilled.
I'm okay. Good. Hopefully, I will never be tased.
Does it hurt less or more than you thought it was going to?
Honestly, less.
Okay.
I'd say a little bit less than I thought I was going to.
Did you feel it through your whole body?
Just my upper body mostly, not my legs.
Okay.
I was able to keep standing.
Good, so you can hit leg day today.
I am guessing that's not a million volts, though. So I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Okay.
All right,
well, good job, dog.
I can check that off now. I know what it feels like to be tased. And coming up next, we do have a trip for you, Kid Nation. Make sure you have that phone handy so you can call in and win.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll have the video up of the tasing on Kid Nation.
Yeah, it's really a must-see, especially if you just heard what went down.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that, Jenna.
No pee-pee in the pants?
No.
Good.
I had an awkward hop at the end.
Oh, my gosh. JC running around the room, and then he does some flutter kick with his legs. You frolic.
I did this, Al.
Why?
Awesome. I don't know.
I don't know. It's funny, though.
Your body does dumb things when it's running around.
It's supposed to shock
I can do
you.
This.
That's the whole point. So
look what I can do.
Look what I can do.
Caroline Craddock, welcome to the studio.
Good morning, y'all.
How are you?
Hey. I'm good. Thank you.
You're tall today.
Yeah, you are tall.
I know. I'm super heels. I am very tall
today. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You got the heels.
Yeah, I'm like 6'2".
Are those the heels you were wearing when you fell the other day?
No.
Okay, good.
Similar.
Get rid of those.
When you don't have a man and you're on a man cleanse, you can wear heels.
Caroline
is true.
Is on a man. Is this day two of the man cleanse?
Day two.
How's it going so far?
Rough.
Yeah, some days are going to be harder than others.
Yeah, I failed a lot yesterday.
I had a conversation with a girl yesterday, and I said, I bet Caroline is probably talking to a dude right now. That's what I said.
Well, it's when you're in the habit.
You have no faith in me?
Well, you just said it's not going well.
It wasn't talking. It was thinking about.
Okay, but you didn't communicate.
No.
That's good.
Well, that's fine.
You didn't fail.
No.
Yeah, well, habits are hard to break.
Well, I had to do 30 crunches yesterday, so I obviously did fail.
So
in
you don't...
punishment.
If I thinking? Mm-hmm. No, Caroline, you can't help but think. Think is like, that's your body just eliminating stuff.
But I also said something out loud, too.
But overcoming the temptation to call someone or text, that is something you should reward.
Yeah. I've been off the grid for 24 hours, so that's good.
It's only 24 hours. And you did
have a little faith in me.
And you did have a lot of people getting your back. A lot of girls were saying, hey, I want to try that
so
cleanse.
So many girls. I'm changing lives.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's bring it down.
Dr. Phil Oprah Caroline Craddock is my name. No, I really did get so many girls that were like, okay, I'm going to do it with you, and we can support each other. And I had a lot of women saying they went on their cleanse, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, after they were done, met their husbands.
I can't support women going on these man cleanses.
You can't,
Al. No, you can, Al.
On behalf of men, no.
No, that's what Trey told me yesterday. He was like, thanks for making the dating pool that much smaller.
Yeah,
But it's not
about that. It's about you and working on yourself. And then that puts you in a place where you attract a different type of guy because you're feeling it like you're in a better
place.
Exactly.
But I'm not doing it to like find a husband. I'm doing it for me.
To cleanse yourself.
I like that.
Like Jenna said, you could be attracting those wrong guys and you keep going to the wrong guy over and over.
When I'm like, I don't even want a boyfriend right now. I'm just over it, and you get negative. So you just do some new things and work on yourself. Mm. And then because if you're in a bad place, you attract the bad type of guy.
Right.
Exactly.
Kelly, you do it without meaning to. You just say, I'm not going to look for anybody or date. And then.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Comes along.
Well, no, I was. You've gone in phases where you deleted the app.
Yeah,
you were like, I'm done for a bit.
Yeah, you get frustrated, but when I finally did it this last time, I did it with a completely different attitude.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that was the difference because I wasn't looking at every date like, well, if this doesn't work out, I'm not going to do it again. I think a lot of people go into that and they'll give it one or two dates. Like I was on Facebook yesterday, somebody said, well, I finally did it. I deleted Bumble and Tinder. I'm like, okay, well now, and then everybody's like, yeah, da, 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 you know, commenting negative. I looked at it. It was fun. I went out on a bunch of first dates, a bunch of first dates, and hardly any second dates.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I got a lot of free dinners. I got a lot of free lunches.
I got a lot of free dinners.
But I mean, I got to meet some very nice people. There was just no connection there. And that's no big
if
deal.
You look at it like that.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, and then no I met Alan.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even, when I first met Alan, I was like, yeah, there's another one. But he asked me out again. I was like, okay, okay. And after a while, I was like, oh, Alan.
It was a huge deal now.
It's a big
now,
deal.
Another problem you ran into, Caroline, after you announced you were going on a man cleanse, all the men started texting.
Oh, of course.
They're tempting you.
Yeah,
they like the unattainable.
Well, what we don't have. Yeah.
It's like all the Snapchats. Dang like, it. Oh, when you find out Caroline Craddock's on a man cleanse. Like, you weren't going to call me before.
No, they weren't.
But now that they know you're not looking.
And you know what really ticks me off is I get these tweets like, well, if I wasn't happily married, I'd be waiting for you.
Well, that doesn't help.
Guys.
Okay, like, don't send me that.
I know. Not help.
First of all, you know? Your wife wouldn't like that.
That's a dude fishing right there. Yeah. That's a dude that's fishing.
First of all, your wife wouldn't like that. And a single girl doesn't want to see that because it makes her feel awful about guys that are married.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh. So thanks, men.
How long are you going to do this cleanse for? 30 days?
30 days.
30 days.
Yeah, and I'm currently writing a song about it, so I'll be performing that tomorrow.
Well played.
Last night, since I wasn't like texting guys or going on a date or something,
what
I went
doing?
And I practiced with my band, and J-Mag, who we all know, has two babies, and I just loved on his babies all night, and that was a better time than any.
Oh, you didn't watch Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I'm taking a break.
Even from that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
From relationship shows
I'm
and everything.
I'm new Caroline. New Caroline just plays with babies.
Who is
doesn't
this person?
Watch The Bachelor.
All right. Well done. Well, we'll keep us posted with your guy cleanse, and we'll hear your song tomorrow then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to take over for Caroline, and I'm going to be real active, and then we'll probably swap back again.
Perfect.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll see how it goes. Thank you,
Caroline.
Freaky
Friday up in here.
Stop talking. Don't talk to boys.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
My girl.
Yes, sir. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to call in. We have a trip for four to Reunion Resort, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort in Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
But we need you to call so you can win this trip. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caroline, what caller number would you like?
15.
Caller number 15. You will win this trip, and we'll give it to you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. When I met you in the summer.
The never-ending summer here with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You win a trip every single day as long as you listen and you're the right caller. I believe Caroline Craddock wanted caller number 15. Is that what she said?
I believe that's what she said.
Well, that happens to be you, Shauna Lee Wilborn. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous.
Well, Shauna, you sound like a person that's probably got three or four friends. Well, three friends to be exact, because you just won a trip for four. To Reunion Resort.
Gosh. I'm like about to pee my pants.
Okay, you want to pull over so we can take a moment. This is a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort located in Orlando, Florida. 3-night getaway with 3 championship golf courses, a 5-acre water park, and did I mention foot golf?
That sounds so fun.
What is that?
We don't know.
Foot golf is like
it's.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, but it's golf. It really is. It's a golf course, but the holes fit the soccer ball. So the goal is to you kick it like you would drive,
right?
And you have a certain amount. It's just like golf.
A lot
but
easier,
the hole's bigger,
but a lot easier than golf.
If you're good at soccer,
yeah. Well, anybody can kick a ball.
Right.
Hitting the golf ball is a lot harder than kicking a ball, right?
Yeah, but you got to kick your way down to the hole.
Yeah,
I need you to say 4 words for me, please, Shauna.
Okay.
Could you say thank you, visit Florida for me, please?
Thank you, visit Florida. We love Florida. I love Florida. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Wow. Oh my God. Thank
All right.
you.
Yeah.
Do we know who we're taking yet, Shauna Lee? Did you tell us?
I have no idea. Mm. I'm a single mom of 3 little girls.
Okay.
So I highly doubt that I'm going to take them.
Right, yeah.
I feel you.
Maybe we could get some babysitters to watch them and you go with some girlfriends and have a girls trip.
Exactly. That's my plan. I have an amazing mother who will look after them for me. I think I'm just going to get a bunch of girlfriends and go have the best time. I never get to do anything like this. Oh, my gosh.
Aww, you deserve it.
I'm so glad that you won. You're such a great winner.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I listen to you all the time for years and years and years, and I never get through for anything. And I thought, I'll just try it one more time. And on my first call, Elena answered, and oh, my God.
Your luck has changed.
Love you.
Finally.
Very happy we love you.
Oh, my God.
Very happy for you.
All right, Shauna Lee, you have fun out there in Orlando, okay?
I will. I love love you guys.
Love you too. Right. Thank you for being a faithful listener for all these years.
Yeah, you're wonderful. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. We got to clear her phone line because all her friends are going to start calling her now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. A text message we got because Caroline Craddock's in the man cleanse. Mm-hmm. I broke up with one guy telling him that it was my senior year of college and I just wanted to have fun with my girlfriend. An hour later, I met my husband.
Yeah.
An hour later.
An hour later, she met her husband.
You never know.
Man.
Wow.
Hey, you never know. Turn the corner. Boom. Change your life forever. All right, so we want to touch on something we did last week. We switch it up from time to time here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Normally, when you hear this bed, we do, does that make me crazy?
Uh-huh.
Today, we're going to switch it up and do, does that make me annoying?
Okay.
We were talking about the things our significant other does. I mentioned that I'd love my wife dearly. Been with my wife, including dating, for 14 years, 5 years married. We have two beautiful children. But I cannot stand listening to my wife drink water. Because she doesn't drink it, she gulps it.
Boom.
Like loud, like like that. That's what I wake up to around 1 o'clock in the morning every night. Does that make her annoying?
Yes,
100%.
Yes, it does.
So listen, you can call us and tell us something you do. We'll tell you if you're annoying, yeah. Or if you want to throw your significant other or one of your friends under the bus. We're friends
That's
here.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah, you're in the trust tree.
You know, maybe they need to hear that they're annoying, so they stop doing that certain thing. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right. Does that make me annoying next?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to an edition of Does That Make Me Annoying? Now,
Careful, fellas. When
yeah,
you call
be
in,
very
fellas.
Careful because you're allowed to talk about yourself or your significant other.
And we were just asked in the room
if
we have anything about our significant others. And I'm trying to think of something that annoys me about her but won't get me into deep trouble.
So you do have something that annoys you, you just don't want to say it on the radio.
I didn't say
That's
I did.
Girlfriend.
I didn't say I did or not.
Uh-huh.
I just said I was trying to think of something.
Okay.
The best part about being single is like you don't really have anyone to annoy or to annoy you back.
Right.
So I can do all my annoying behaviors I'm unaware of at home alone.
Do you have one that you know that you're annoying but you still do it anyways?
Well, remember sort of boyfriend back in the past said when we asked him this, what annoyed him about me the most on vacation, he said that when I brush my teeth, that I don't always wash all my toothpaste spit and clean the sink. Like there was toothpaste residue.
See,
that's perfect. That's exactly,
that was the mild
thing. Exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, so that's all I can remember, and I'll tell you, I always think about it now.
Okay.
But I don't know. How do you know what you do that's annoying when you're home alone? Because I don't annoy myself or I'd stop doing
right.
it.
Exactly. You need somebody to tell you you're being annoyed.
Right.
What about Perfect Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Gosh.
Nothing.
He's pretty
Nothing.
Stud. He's a stud.
Perfect. I mean, I don't know.
No,
he's very critical of other magicians.
Oh, yeah, you can't watch
you
AGT
can't
with
watch
him.
America's Got Talent with him. That's the truth.
Kelly gets so bad.
He's annoying at that, but it's cute annoying.
Because he does know how they do it.
Not all of them. I mean, some of them he's like, oh, that one. He's like, that's... But, you know, he always has something critical to say. Oh, been there, done that. Boys to Men was here first, you know, when any group gets up there and sings.
See, that's,
but he's cute.
That's fine. Right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I'm far more annoying than he is.
We have a couple text messages.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so, I'll agree with
really
that.
Really? What does Kelly do that's annoying?
No, I'm just saying.
In a couple, I know I'm way more annoying.
Yeah.
That Al's phone always goes off.
Yeah. Come on, Al.
She says the thing that I do that's annoying.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
Yes, my girlfriend. I'm sorry. Oh, I guess I could turn the ringer on.
You asked her what annoying thing.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I did. And she says when I call people baby, but it's not her.
Yes.
That annoys her.
Totally.
Because sometimes I do.
You call everybody baby.
Everyone.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, he even calls me baby.
I do.
Baby
I
girl.
Do. And I do. Yeah. She doesn't like that too much. That makes her. That makes me annoying to her.
He even calls the weekend baby.
It's the weekend, babe.
Apparently, my wife heard us doing this bit and wants to call in.
She knows that annoys you, doesn't she?
About the gulping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell her.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, I don't hide it.
Maybe she has some good stuff, though.
Let me see.
Hi, babe.
I'll text Alan since we're doing it.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Kenzie, what's up, baby?
Did you hear me talk about what annoys me the most?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You agree with
it. I think I have big glands.
Sexy.
Yeah, your glands annoy me.
Kenzie got big old glands.
Wait, are you calling to defend yourself, or do you have something that JC does that drives you nuts?
Well, I can't defend myself on that one. That's just how it is.
It's you.
Yeah, that's Kenzie.
But oh. I was just thinking about the long, long, long list of things that annoy me that you do.
Oh, yeah?
Long, long, long. So three longs
okay.
in there, huh?
Okay. Like what?
Okay, the first thing is when you come home from the gym.
Yeah.
You take off of your gym shirt, sweaty uh-huh. gym shirt.
Because it's sweaty.
You put it in the same spot on the floor every single day. It's there every day. And I tell you every day, it bothers me so bad, and you still leave it there.
Well, that's my thing.
You put okay. it on the floor.
That's
why
the
not?
Thing, though. You know it annoys her.
I don't know. Well, I just, you know, when you just do something without even thinking.
But she's telling you.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Kenzie, we're going to all write down our best estimate on how long it takes JC to put a shirt on after he takes it off.
Oh.
I'm going to say.
What?
Well,
he leaves it off all day.
Yeah, that's all day. He leaves it
out. What else? I'm at home.
What else, Kenzie? Something else?
All right, so that's one.
Well, it's mostly all about being clean. So then, like, I'll go on a trip, and then I'll come back, and there'll be dirty dishes in the sink from the whole time that I've been gone.
The whole
protein
time.
Shakers. JC.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. But, Kenzie, you're a clean freak, so you're always clean.
That's the thing, too. Why can't you just reach over? The dishwasher is right there.
I try to
Kelly,
sometimes.
No, you don't.
We're
just
guys,
reach
Kelly.
Over.
We're guys, Kelly.
Yeah. All right. Is there another one?
And
it takes
then,
too much.
And then the last thing is your shoes and your hats all over the house, too. You just take your shoes off, and then you'll go get a new pair out of the closet
oh
and leave
gosh.
The same ones there for weeks on end.
JC, I'm exactly the same.
That is true.
I find myself once a week collecting pairs of sneakers and shoes I leave all over my house.
Where are we supposed to put them?
I know.
I think it's decor.
I take them off when I walk in, leave them, get a new pair.
Yeah,
it's decor until the kids trip over them and hurt themselves.
Well, tell them to be careful.
Oh, that was like God. A little baby obstacle course.
That's not that bad, though. I can fix all that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to remember more stuff when I'm off
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to call back.
Talk to me again. Yeah.
Feel free to call back.
Hey, yeah, you have the hotline. You can call whenever you want. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. All bye. Right.
Love you, too.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was.
Not at all.
It could have been worse. Because I do some annoying stuff, you guys.
My ex-wife hated when I didn't come home. That was annoying.
Sheila wrote us and said, my husband's a grown man. On weekends, he drinks like he's 21, and he sleeps like he sleeps in like he's 16. Does that make him annoying?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, probably so.
Oh, that's got to
be
worse.
Yeah, but you married him, so.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Let's start with Brooke. Brooke, you're telling on
Hello.
Yourself here, huh?
Yes, I'm telling on myself.
Okay, go ahead.
I like to randomly slap people's hinnies.
And strangers.
Usually my friends are like my mom.
Do you laugh like that after you slap the butt?
Yeah, I love it. It's so funny.
I love pinching butts too. I don't know.
I love it.
I know. I like making people uncomfortable with intimacy.
Yeah, I don't.
I love it, but I can't stand it when they do it to me. Like, it makes me so mad.
See, that makes you annoying.
You got a cute laugh like that. You can slap any butt you want.
Thank you.
Oh, I love your laugh.
I think I just
we need more of her laugh.
Thank you.
I want to have Brooke on. I want to have you on the phone throughout the show just to hear you go.
Oh, I would love it. I listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. Y'all keep me awake. Y'all keep me laughing.
Oh, well, you keep on slapping that butt, Brooke.
I will keep on slapping it.
All right.
I love her.
I love Brooke.
I want to drink with her.
Brooke, make sure you keep calling the show because we need that. We need more of that. Is she the equivalent of Anderson Cooper?
Yeah,
that's a similar laugh.
Yeah. No, but her laugh's not.
Well, hers is way better.
Yeah, his could be his kind of weird.
I think she took over Anderson Cooper's spot with the laugh. What's going on, Cody?
Nothing much, man.
All right, so we're doing. Does that make me annoying? Is this about you or somebody else?
This is actually about me. If it makes me annoying,
okay, go ahead.
So I like to prank my wife all the time. I tell her that's how I show my love. I pick on her. When she takes showers in the morning, she usually likes them like really, really hot. I'll tell her goodbye when I leave work. Well, when she leans over to give me a kiss and closes her eyes, I'll reach over and turn the water on really, really cold and walk off.
Aww.
See, at least they're not like super mean. Like, you're not pushing her into water and stuff.
No, I don't do that mean. I do also scare her a lot, which she really doesn't like.
Yeah.
I know, that's fun though.
I'm surprised my wife didn't say that.
You're always trying to scare
That makes
her.
Us annoying, right, Cody? Me and you, we're both annoying.
Well, that was
buddy.
A long, long, long list. She only gave you three on the long, long, long.
That is true.
Well, she has such good reactions, so I have to Snapchat it while I do it. She gets me back sometimes.
It's cute, annoying.
So you like that in a boyfriend if he's doing that to you, Jenna?
But you know what? I like to scare me. I wish I was with someone that wanted to scare me all the time because I like the prank war.
Really?
As long as it's not mean. Yeah.
Does she try to prank you back, Cody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she does sometimes. She'll dump water on me while I'm in the shower. She tried to flush it once. I guess she still thought that worked. Flushed the toilet. I was in the shower, and I just laughed at her. I was like, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, that's old times.
Yeah.
Kelly, you would hate dating somebody like me or Cody.
I don't prank. No.
You don't like that. So to you, Cody's very annoying.
Very annoying, Cody.
All right, Cody. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
You're not married to me, right, Cody? Now, Alan had a few things. One I can't share.
Oh, please.
Come on, Kelly.
No, I can't. Please.
Yes, you can. No,
please.
Can I read it?
No.
I won't read it. I won't read it out loud.
No, you can't.
I won't say anything.
Just for the reaction.
No.
Oh, you bit killer.
But what he doesn't like when I criticize myself. I know that.
Because you're Miss Positive.
Let Al read it to himself.
I can't.
I can't. One of mine.
It's too intimate.
No, it's intimate.
Are you insulted by it, though?
No. Even if it makes me laugh, I can't. When I adjust the fan instead of the temperature, he gets mad because when we get in the car, he hits the air on auto.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's like blowing you. I mean, it's so hard. The wind's in my eyes and my hair's whipping around. And so I turn the fan down. He gets mad because he said, just turn the temperature up. And that makes the fan slow down. I'm like, I don't want the temperature up. I want the fan to blow slower.
Yeah.
And we have every time we get in the car, we have this fight. I'm like, but I don't want it warmer. I just don't want it to blow as hard. Well, just turn up the temperature. It won't blow as hard. I don't want the temperature
to go
up. Can't
you just turn your vent off, your personal vent?
But it's still blowing too hard.
No,
you
shut
the fan down.
If I ever see Kelly and Alan in the same car, I know what's going on now.
That's blowing too hard.
Can I please read?
No.
I won't read it out loud, Kelly.
Please. I want to read it so bad just because you won't let me.
You can't be like that Facebook poster that will say, oh, today is like the...
I know, she brought it up.
No.
Best day ever.
If you wouldn't have brought it up, we wouldn't be asking you.
Come on, Kelly.
Let us just read it and get
a
reaction.
Is it one of those annoying things that's like an intimate compliment?
Yeah.
Kelly.
That's annoying about you, Kelly.
Like, oh, Kelly, you're just always in the mood.
Kelly. No. I know how much you want money.
Yeah. No. What you want, Kelly? What you want?
What do you want?
You want a gift card?
I'll let Jen read it.
Okay.
Yes!
Dang it!
I love that she lets me do this because she knows that I won't repeat
Jenna
it.
Jenna won't say anything.
You know that this means
I can't. You'll see why I can't.
This means she trusts Jenna way more than us. You know that, right? It is. Jenna, reaction, please.
Oh, man, this ain't even right. This is not even right.
Oh, I feel like we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Oh, where have we been?
As a girl, we've all been there.
Okay, so now we can't.
Oh, man, you can't.
I can't even give
too
you a
intimate.
Hint.
Could I read it?
No.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but that's a good one. But you know what?
Oh!
I've been there.
If you're in your car and you're frustrated, I feel you.
We're frustrated too. We're frustrated with you.
Oh.
That makes you annoying because now everybody's
just
frustrated.
Just take it as it's just a concern a lot of girls have had. And it, like Kelly said, she criticizes herself too much, but it's just too intimate to read.
Okay.
Love that one, Kelly. You know what's the best part? Is the word that he used to describe it.
No, stop it.
What was the word?
Just stop.
No.
I can't say the word.
Just stop.
My stomach wants to know. You know when you get that feeling in your stomach, you just want to know.
I want
to
stop.
Okay, just move on.
Yeah.
Listeners are waiting to tell their annoying stuff.
Well, I'm waiting.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So upset with you.
I mean, Jenna knows.
Hot.
So upset with you.
Made me hot.
If you think you know what Kelly's talking about.
It's so funny. It's so fun to drive you guys crazy.
Please let us know.
Thanks, Kelly. That was funny.
Like super funny?
Yeah.
You guys are such teases today. Hi, Tyler.
Hey.
Are you upset about Kelly not telling us as
well? Oh, gosh.
Maybe she'll tell you.
Yeah. All right, Tyler.
What's
go
annoying,
ahead.
Tyler?
Does that make me annoying? What is it?
So, you know there's a right and a wrong way to put on toilet paper on the toilet paper dispenser?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. What's the right way?
Over the top is the
over
right
the
way.
Top.
Over the top. So
over the top, yeah.
Okay.
My wife consistently always does it the wrong way, and I've told her a million times, it takes 2 seconds flipping over, but she just won't do it.
She goes under?
She won't do it.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
It is a little annoying, you know? And then she'll never replace the roll, you know? It's right there.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it just, you know, those are simple things. I figured that, you know, she should, you know, be able to do by now and six.
It's a little thing.
It is the little things. It's never the big things.
I think I just put it on however I end up putting it on.
You don't care?
No.
No, Jenna, you have to put
it over. I always did it over, but there was a one point when I had a home where it was easier to do under. It was just the way that the roll was, the holder was positioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like to be able to put my hand on it to tear, but if it's coming over, you can't put your hand.
Right. Normally I do over.
Yeah, I do. Over.
But there was a time when I had to go under.
It's scientifically proven that over is the best way.
Scientifically, huh?
I see Kelly's cell phone. I sure wish I had bionic eyes right now.
What I would do to read her phone right now.
6 feet away from me.
I just want to read one text. That's how quick of a turnaround we have with the laugh.
We got her laugh isolated. Yeah. I love that laugh.
One more time, Trey. All right.
What was that name? Brooke? That's the Brooke laugh.
Yeah, that's Brooke. We got to remember Brooke always and forever. All right, Alex, go ahead and tell on yourself. What's going on?
Okay, so every year, the day before and the day of my birthday, I like to find any excuse to tell people it is my birthday. And today is my birthday.
Yay!
So I get to say it on the radio.
Yay!
Happy birthday, babe.
So does that make me annoying?
Well, I understand wanting to be acknowledged on your birthday, but it tends to be annoying.
But do you get the birthday month?
I don't get birthday week, multiple birthday dinners. Is that what you do? You want friends? Is that what you do? Like you have to have multiple dinners and celebrate for weeks?
Well, just the 1 week. I don't take the entire month. Yeah, that's selfish.
A week's fine.
How old are you?
And I do like to get. I'm 24
today.
Oh, that's fine. 24. Yeah. Oh, you do that. That's fine.
Yeah, 24.
I like to rep for like all the August 9th birthdays. Yeah. Kind of time. Like Melanie Griffith is one, but and Anna Kendrick. So happy birthday, Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, today is Anna Kendrick's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you have a cool fact about yesterday's birthdays?
Yeah, yesterday was 8/8/16, uh-huh. And if you were born on 8/8/8, yesterday was your 8th birthday.
How cool is that?
That is way
right?
Cool.
That cool?
Yeah.
8/8/8, you turned 8.
Happy birthday, Alex. You have a wonderful day today.
1/16.
Oh. Yeah.
Let me read your cell phone, Kelly.
Yeah. Come on, Kelly.
No.
Just a hint. All right. Maybe during the break?
No.
Okay. Hey, William.
Hey. So, I'm telling them my wife today.
Okay, go ahead.
So, if she is talking to you, she demands that you look at her. And not just, like, look at her to get her to start talking. If you look away, if you brush your eye, if you walk towards another area and you are not looking right at her, it's like somebody hit mute on the TV. And if you don't turn back to her, she'll start nudging you. Until you acknowledge her with your eyes, and then she'll start talking again.
Oh,
right where she left off.
Yeah.
Right where she left off.
Wow.
Like it was like you paused the TV and then somebody hit play.
I find eye contact to be so awkward if you maintain it for too long. You know,
I'm not that intense, but guys, if you're not making eye contact when I'm talking to you, I'm out.
Oh, yeah,
I hate that.
Well, how are we supposed to lie to you? Yeah. Oh, William, you're great, man. Have a wonderful day, buddy. Thanks for sharing. Let's take one more here from Chris. What's up, Chris?
How y'all doing today?
You're doing great. So you're going to go ahead and tell on your wife, but does that make me annoying?
She is annoying. She always steals my pajama pants.
But and like, they're so comfy.
It's like, yeah, no, yeah, forget that, though, man. It's like a fighting thing. Like, who can get the best ones first?
So what do you do?
Well, no. And then she acts like, well, you can always wear mine, babe. That don't work that well for the male part of the, you know, the opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not the same.
It's so messed up. But, yeah, I hate her for that. It's so funny, man.
Oh, she acts like you want to wear her Victoria's Secret pink lingerie.
You put on those tight leggings.
Yeah.
I want to wear your baggy sweatpants.
It's crazy, yeah. It's always the baggy stuff.
So comfy, though.
You feel better though, Chris, right? You got it off your chest?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and like for 5 years, that's all it's been since we've been married, and 3 years before that. So it's 8 years worth of turmoil, you know? It'll be all right.
Have you bought her any male sweatpants, maybe for a gift?
No. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter if they're hers or mine. It ends up... He always gets them before I do anyway, so.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, dog, for you?
What?
I'm going to send you a pair of my pajama pants. That way
yours?
She can wear my pajama pants and she doesn't have to steal yours.
That's weird.
Well, but if he wants to wear your pajama pants,
why don't we just get him some new pajama pants?
Well, the thing is she wants to wear his.
They over the best ones.
Yeah, and she wants to wear his.
Why wouldn't we just send them matching
I've got some Mickey Mouse ones. I got some Mickey Mouse ones that I never wear. They're pretty comfortable, too.
All right. We'll put them on hold then if you want to do that.
Yeah. You let me know.
So excited. He's so glad he called in now.
Yeah. Congratulations, Chris. I mean, this doesn't happen every day, dude. Holbrook. You sure you don't want to tell us now, Kelly?
Not going to tell you. Bit
killer. For our people in Mexico.
Menadora de Cheese Day.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We're having fun today.
Here we are.
Are you having fun, Brooke? Of course you are. We got a new laugh drop from the text. I thought you were going to get tased today, JC. We did do that.
You missed it.
You missed it.
It's okay. The video's up at kidnation.com if you want to check it out.
Only the early birds get the tase worm.
Nice.
Save that.
Yeah. I reacted.
I hate that expression. I've been using it so much lately because I've been getting up early.
Do you catch the hop at the end of the tase video?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What'd you call it?
Flutter.
Like a flutter? A saunter?
A frolic?
What did I call it? Yeah, a frolic.
I think you called it a frolic.
It's more of the, from Mad TV, what did he do? Look what I can
Stewart.
Do. Stewart.
Oh,
yeah,
that was one
Stewart's
of my
move.
Favorites. Look what I can do.
That was a funny move.
It's on all the Snapchats, too, so don't worry.
Yeah, from every angle, everyone
every
got it.
Angle.
It was covered. All right.
We got you.
Thank you. All right, Elena's in the studio because it is Tuesday, and that means we're going to celebrate. Tender love.
Tender love. Love me. Tender, love me sweet.
It's Tender Tuesday.
Yeah. Woo.
Now we have two very active girls on the social, Tinder and Bumble.
Got our own little Tinder on
this. Yeah, right over here. There, Jenna and Elena, both of them getting after it.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, you especially on the Bumble right now.
I am. Yeah, for some reason, I went away from it for a while, but now every single one of my girlfriends is coupled up. So that kind of makes you get into a position that you're like, you know what? It's time.
Did it light the fire under your butt?
It did. Well, yeah, well, that's pretty gross, but fire! Yeah. It did. It just kind of motivated me. Like, you know what? I'm so ready for that. I feel very, like, unfulfilled, and I feel like I have a lot to offer someone, and I'm in a good mood and, like, in the mood to do stuff and travel, so I want to find someone, so I'm going to have to put the effort in.
Sure.
Even if it's awkward. So I've been
trying
swiping.
Trying is the worst.
I have been swiping, and I have come across, finally, a lot of people I've swiped right on. You guys,
yep.
Yesterday, in 24 hours, actually, yesterday before 9 a.m.,
uh-huh.
20 swipes, boom, boom, boom. 20 matches on every single person I swiped but one. And
whoa.
Do you know who the one that I haven't matched with is?
What? Ooh. The one you want?
Jim Jim!
Nuh-uh!
You found Jim Jim!
You guys, I am 99.9% sure that I found the mysterious Jim Jim.
And he this didn't is swipe how, right? Well, maybe he hadn't
maybe
seen
he's not. But listen to this. I vaguely remember what he looks like. This, if you didn't remember this story, this goes 2 months back. I met a guy on a Sunday morning at the gym who approached me. We talked for 5 minutes, did not exchange info. He was so cute. And we're like, yeah, I'll just see you again. These are the days I work out. I have not seen him again.
Hmm.
And you went back. You got outfits. You went back to the gym at different times.
These are the pants!
They are?
These were the pants I bought that day.
Oh, the see-through pants. Yeah. Jenna had to get a wax before going to the gym because these pants are
slit. These pants are slit all the way up the front. Anyway, so I am swiping yesterday. I'm on fire. And then I come across this guy. I'm just going to tell you guys. 35 years old. His name's Andrew. Three photos. This guy's name was Andrew. I know we call him Jim Jim. I'm just going to say his name. He lives in New York City and travels to Dallas for work. So he does not live here.
Oh,
Jim, and I am 99% sure it's him from what I remember.
There you go.
So I am waiting on that.
Do you have enough information to stalk him otherwise?
No, I don't.
You can't
get I help you because I'm a creep.
Elena can't find the dudes on the Bumble somehow.
I'm pretty good.
I have shocked myself with things that I found about people with like such little information.
It's true, but with the first name and when the job says something like entrepreneur,
ugh,
there
gross.
Are a lot of entrepreneurs.
So he's on The Bachelorette.
Sure. Yeah, so it's like you're either are you unemployed or did you find
maybe
a startup company?
Reverse Google search?
Yeah, or maybe they don't want people to really know all their business.
Yeah.
Because they figure if they know what I really am, they'll be after me for that and not for me. Maybe.
You can do an image search.
Well, good. I would love you to help me, Elena, because I want to find him and then another hot guy I matched with. I go three photos in. His brother is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life. Wow. What am I supposed to do when I want
say,
the brother?
Hey,
what do you do when the guy in the
room? Look
there?
At JoJo. Look what happened to JoJo. She ends up engaged to the one she doesn't want.
Yeah, you know she wants Aaron.
That's not true.
Leave it to the brothers.
Anyway, okay, well, I'll give you this information, see if you can stalk for me.
I'll stalk him.
So Jenna found Jim Jim. Great.
But
bad
didn't match
news.
Yet. Yeah.
He's in New York.
Okay.
So that's good.
So that's all I got for you
guys. I'm kind of into the boyfriend that's not here all the time.
I sent messages to every single person, too.
Is this a thing?
What's your opening line?
Yeah,
it's different. I base it on their bio. So if
their
bio says...
I've been going with, do you like hot dogs? I don't know why.
That's very awkward.
No, I base it off something in their bio.
Well, I need to know if they're American.
Is
they're like hot dogs.
The social...
you know, it's like the American food. Like, it's the Olympic season. Like, are you Team USA?
I grew up in Mexico, and I ate hot dogs.
I feel like you're un-American if you don't like hot dogs.
Is the social media investigator, what Jenna and Elena are alluding to, is that a thing? Like, can you give somebody, like, a small amount of information, and then they go to it and try and find that
person?
Yeah,
it's called Crazy Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stage 5
the
planner.
Title, yeah. We can find anything we want. Yeah.
Huh. Well, they're everywhere.
We're just smarter than guys on that kind of thing.
If a girl has your picture, she will find you. Not even your name. She will find you based on a picture.
True. That's scary.
Be terrified. All right. Well, now, that's all I got, so I'll keep you guys updated.
That's a great update, though. And Elena's got a nice little Olympic Tinder stuff going on.
Guys.
What?
Get ready for me to fall in love with an athlete.
Again.
Yeah. So you're going to Olympia at this time, right?
Yeah, I really need to just, like, step up my game. Tired of these just pro guys. I really got to go Olympics on it.
Okay. Yeah, because the football players are now in
camp,
Elena.
You're tired of the pro athlete.
Most of the hockey players are probably on vacation.
When are they are. They're all in Canada. It's really boring these days.
Yeah. So Olympic athletes.
Yeah. So this is fun. I actually discovered an Instagram account that tracks down and posts all the athletes. And it's not just Olympic athletes. We've got them all that are on Tinder and Bumble.
Really?
So
they can. Is Hope Solo on it?
I didn't see her, but Lolo is.
Zika!
But the problem
is still with that guy? Is she married still, or they get messed up?
Yeah, she's married.
Lolo Jones?
Yeah, I think they beat each other up, but then they're together again.
Oh, Hope Solo, okay.
But isn't it geo-based? So
yeah, it's all geo-based, so... I mean, you got to be, I guess, I don't know, maybe now's the time to get to Rio and start swiping.
You got to be by the village, too, to stay in proximity of them.
Yeah, you got to have Wi-Fi.
Like you said, yeah.
But it's still kind of cool to see who's out there and what their profile looks like, because people will send in screenshots. I actually have some screenshots of athletes from around here that I've seen on these dating apps that I might have to submit. But the last one they posted is Simone from the women's gymnastics team.
Oh, yeah.
They have Ryan Lochte on here, even though there's rumors of him dating.
Did he misspell his name?
Well, nope. They got the first
What's Ryan Lochte's dating profile like?
Mostly just him without a shirt on.
My favorite color is red.
It actually has on here something I've never seen before, and it has verified. So I've never seen a verified Tinder or Bumble account.
I guess you have to if you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Else.
Like it does on
because
Twitter and Instagram.
Because then you know it's them.
It's really them.
That's what Zac Efron needed because he was on Bumble or Tinder and nobody thought it was him. So he never got any matches.
Yeah. So this Instagram is called Sports Swipe. So it's all images found from Tinder and Bumble. And I mean, you got to go check it out.
Sports Swipe.
Sports Swipe. And some of them you can kind of see.
Any of the gymnast guys?
Their location. I haven't, but I've also compiled a list for you.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not for you, but for all the ladies.
Thanks.
Of the Olympic Games you need to be watching. And not because you're rooting for the team or you find rowing really thrilling, but because there are mega babes there.
I'm sorry, mega babes?
Mega babes.
Okay.
Like the divers.
Yeah, so you were mentioning divers earlier. Don't worry, I've got them. And I'm sorry if I butcher their names, but it's really not about their name. It's about their body.
Okay.
David Budia.
All right.
David Budia.
Hubba Hubba Diving USA. I've got his Instagram for you. It's David Budia. It's B-O-U-D-I-A.
We need to find
this
out what
very
the,
hard to see right now over the radio. Gosh, so you'll have to post this
list.
This
will
we'll
be. Yeah, I've got it already and we'll post it. I'll put it on my Facebook. Right.
We need to figure out what the divers do for a workout out because those guys are all looking like.
I heard
so
they were
right.
Crazy ripped. Yeah.
There's a guy from France for their swimming team named Florent. I'm about it.
It's Florent.
Oh, my bad. Does it matter, though?
I don't know.
Jake Dalton for our men's gymnastics team has got the setup.
Yeah, but they're really short.
They're 5'7".
Pretty short.
But
their
I am,
was
too.
Last night. 5'5".
There's got to be bend right now. I can't find a guy that's got everything I'm looking for.
That's
so
true.
You know, just like real estate, there's got to be some bend. So I'll take him a little shorter.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're very short. So you can date a shorter man. Yeah.
So Jake Dalton's a babe.
I heard that name. Yeah.
Tom Daly. Our diving team.
Yes.
Golly.
Daly. Yeah.
Daly. Yes. Go get some of that.
Gosh, they have like these dimples on their butts.
Dimples
I love
on the butts.
Butt dimples.
And I don't know, why. I mean, wait, what sport do you just
think about
with guys?
They're butt dimples.
How you're like, oh, you just want to see a girl showering off. After every dive, they go stand under that shower and then get in a hot tub. That's what you get to watch after a dive.
Honestly, my dream life is just staying in that hot tub all day, like watching this happen and then, you know, kind of having the rotation of men come join me.
I heard
it's like
dimples.
Speed dating Olympic style.
Dimples are a lack of muscle in that particular area.
No, it's like right above their butt, like at the base of their spine, mm-hmm. there's these two indentations.
Oh, they need to work out their back a little bit more.
I have some indentations on my butt, too, but I don't think it's the same thing.
No, it's probably not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcelo, I'm not even going to try his last name, but he is a swimmer from Brazil. Connor Fields, BMX.
There's
USA.
BMX in the Olympics?
Yeah. What? I was learning so much more about the Olympics just looking for hot dudes.
Yeah.
I have really broadened my horizons. Luca Dotto, he's a swimmer from Italy. There's a lot of swimmers and divers on this list, I'll tell you. They are babes.
Hmm.
Rugby, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. And
it's basically football without the helmet and the pads.
That is a thing.
That is a thing, yeah. And that is a thing I am now interested in thanks to Carlin Isles.
Yeah. What team is he on?
Ours. Go America. USA.
Wow.
This guy looks about 19, so totally my type. Steel Johnson. That's a hot name.
That's
dude.
A cool name.
I think that's a porn star.
Steel Johnson?
Steel.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. He is a USA team diver. Thank you.
What's your name? Steel Johnson.
I have to look him up.
Steel. I know.
Steel Johnson.
Johnson.
Instagram Steel_Johnson.
And Steel is spelled STEELE.
I bet there's three E's in a row.
Yeah.
Like Steel.
I got to hit you with more men's gymnastics. Chris Brooks is a babe and a half.
Chris Brooks?
Chris Brooks, yeah. I'm about it. Fencing, also a thing.
Yeah, but you can't see their faces. They're all covered.
Yeah, they're poking each other with
the
swords.
Yeah, but at some point they take that little helmet thing off.
It's
and
true.
It's got to be looking right. And Daryl Homer, it is looking right.
I don't understand.
He's a brother, right?
I know. I threw a couple brothers on this list.
I'm sure you did. you normally do.
Yeah.
Madison Hughes, another rugby player, plays for us. So it's getting serious. Now we're
going to post their faces somewhere.
Yeah, I will.
Names are one thing.
On our Facebook.
And of course, just because I'm basic, you have to throw in Ryan and Michael Phelps. They are babes.
Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps.
But my favorite, I think I picked a favorite.
Not babes. Sorry, I disagree on that.
Oh, I like them.
I don't know about that one.
Babes because you're a champion, but not babes in the looks department.
Babes for other reasons.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps is kind of like goofy looking, and I'm into it.
Okay. Yeah, because he's part fit.
Maybe you can take that fencing mask off of the other dude.
Put it on him.
Michael Phelps.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.